I've just realized that I read part of it in the introduction. I misunderstood which part I was supposed to read now, but I think I've got it now. So we'll hear it again. Matthew 21, verses 1 through 9. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated.
What town? Jerusalem, right. And when he came to enter into Jerusalem, this was after his 3 years of ministry. This was in the very last week of his life. How was he greeted? Very what?
Royally.
I like that word. That's good. He was greeted very royally. What did they do? That's right. They took their coats off and they laid the cloaks on the path, right?
They also cut off branches of the trees and put them there. And they also took some of those branches and ate them.
That's right. Well, you see, when you're cutting the branches off and you're excited, you can't help but wave them, right? They're just excited. And they're crying, "Hosanna to the Son of David." That's what we just read. We read it twice already in worship. So I hope you got it by now. Hosanna. Do you know what Hosanna means? It's Lord save. Yahweh, Sana, save. Lord save. And it is talking about Jesus is saving us. That's what he came to do. Well, now here's where the children come in. After he had come in, Jesus came in and he overturned the money changers' tables in the temple. It's like, what was that about? The leaders were getting upset with Jesus because of what he was doing in the temple. But he was not only overturning the bad things they were doing, they were really using the temple to make money for themselves. Jesus in the temple was also doing this. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, that's very interesting right there. They saw the wonderful things he did, but they were upset. You know what else they saw? And the children shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They were indignant. They were upset for children shouting in the temple. Well, Your parents might be upset if you're just shouting and running around in church and disturbing things, but not if you're shouting praise to Jesus. See, that's the difference. They were shouting Hosanna to the Son of David. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise? And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Jesus was pleased that the children were praising him. All right. So when Jesus was coming in, the whole crowd just took what they had, their cloaks. Most of them, in fact, they were putting down their cloaks. Some of them were getting branches and laying them on the path. But Cloak Sunday just doesn't sound quite as fun as Palm Sunday. So the branches there were probably from palm trees. They had a lot of date palms in there. So we call it Palm Sunday. Did you bring your palm branches? Did you bring your palms?
No.
How can you praise Jesus on Palm Sunday without palms? You actually did bring palms. You have two of them. Each of you have two palms. Oh, yeah. Okay. Which means you can praise Jesus with your palms, right? Say, Hosanna. Hosanna. I don't think that would have gotten even the Pharisees indignant. Let's shout it. Hosanna. One more time. Hosanna. Okay. And do you know why they were excited and they were running around shouting Hosanna? It's because they had seen their parents and the adults in the crowd praising Jesus coming into Jerusalem, and they were just copying their parents. You see that? So what we're going to do now is we're going to stand and we're going to sing Hosanna to the Son of David. This is a song that some of you know, maybe new to some of you, but it's a great one because it's Hosanna, loud Hosanna, the little children sang. And as we sing this song, y'all can go back, but one more time. Hosanna! All right. Now, I didn't hear you all. If they had copied you, it would have been Hosanna. Come on now. Hosanna! Go back to your seat. Hosanna, loud Hosanna, the little children sing. Through pillared courts and temples, a joyful anthem rang. To Jesus who had held them close folded to his breast, the children sang their praises, the simplest and the best. Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing. For Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven, our King. Oh, may we ever praise Him with heart and life and voice, and in God's faithful presence eternally rejoice. Thank you so much, Graham, and you can be seated. We will continue in our worship of Jesus and the study of